Yo. Yes, sir. Spoiler alert. About to listen to the Endgame review. Bunch of deleted scenes all put together. Lego. If you've seen the movie, if you haven't seen the movie, you might want to step out. You might not want to listen to this episode. Yep, slicing and dicing.
Oh man, mic test. 1, 2, 1, 2. Yeah, as I prepare, I'll just say, if you haven't seen Endgame, Avengers Endgame, welcome to Apple TV. If you haven't listened to the podcast before, you want to listen to me chat, I'm going in about Endgame. If you ever seen Endgame, it's not the episode you want to listen to. Talking about the movie. Real life opinion, real life reaction. I saw it about 3 hours ago. Stan, I ain't even gonna mention this. But you can, yo, it's like.
He gets credit.
No. He's the god. It's him. If anybody that's going to get credit for anything, it's not even. It's not even about credit at this point. What was I about to say? I brought up Stan because I like how they threw my guy in it, and I appreciate that, because in 2019, you should be able to digitally do it. And I was speaking the other day about how this, they gonna do that forever, no matter how many movies, you know what I'm saying? They gonna throw Stan, and they gonna always do that. I'm sure he shot a billion joints, and if they didn't, they could just tweak any other
joint. Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? But truth be told, it was nice how they threw Stan in. So I give the director, I give everybody credit for the Stan. Anybody who didn't know it was coming or didn't expect it to come, he's in there. They did the Stan. That's dope. But, It reminds me of Apple, like Apple with the iPhone and shit, because after Steve Jobs, we was a little nervous, you know what I'm saying? We didn't know what was going to happen next, and real Apple users and stuff like that, yeah, I know, off the rip, we was not happy with none of them updates and none of that shit, and it was rocky. But then they gave us new phones, and it was nice. Like, oh, shit, look, it's a different shape. New buttons, and we forgot all about, you know, everything. So it's like, we got to understand that founder's credit means a lot of things, man, because these people dropped the ball on Endgame. I don't think Stan would have liked that.
They didn't just drop the ball.
I'm just saying, you can see his touch is gone, bro. Like, that don't feel like part of the joint. I swear to God, that feels like they scrambled that shit together, blood.
They
like,
put the E in that fire.
It feels like they really, really, really scrambled that shit together. That don't seem like a lot of thought was put into that, because like, it's like it seemed rushed or some shit. Like, fuck it, let's just get this shit out the way. We got all these niggas in contract. Mm-hmm. We gonna make them do whatever the fuck they feel like doing right quick. Type shit. Like, listen, we got you for 20 more hours, my nigga, or 3 more months. We got him for 3 more months, so we gonna make him shoot like this and do this and do. And they just made it work. Or they just did, like, they just use edited cuts. Like, I mean, I'm sure they prepared for a part two, like, about that part, like, an end game. Like, it was a prepare, but it's like the shit was a bunch of pieces of, like, the old movies and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And shit like that, and the old characters and shit like that, blah, blah, blah. You know, but then it was missing key characters, you know what I'm saying? And then certain characters came back looking half dead. They did the bony Tony.
Oh my God.
The bony Tony.
Yeah, what about the Hulk?
I beg TV. No. The Hulk is fire because I love the Hulk.
Yeah, but the Hulk's supposed to be.
Let me tell you why they did justice with the Hulk. Alright, so they did justice with the Hulk. I'm gonna tell you why they did justice with the Hulk. It's just with the Hulk because in the cartoons and in everything else, the Hulk is green. He talks green, he walks green, mm-hmm. He's regular green. Like this silly Hulk, but he talks regular and shit like that. He's silly, goofy, you know what I mean? Then there's you know what I'm saying, but the Hulk is always walked around green. Like he's known to be green. Mm-hmm. Run from him green, everything like that. So, you know, him being Bruce Banner was always like his origin type shit. It was never really him like going forward. So like that was dope. I give them a billion credits on that. He looked great. I wasn't digging him being smaller because they literally showed him and then the older him and the same exact scene, and you saw the fucking difference. And it's like, mm-hmm. He's tinier. Like, that was whack. But it's okay. I could live with the changes. He slimmed down. He's more piece, pure muscle now. He could be the same strength, but pure muscle. Whatever. I could salute that. I like the Hulk. I'm not going to talk negative about the Hulk. I actually enjoyed that. I thought that was pretty cool. He ain't getting no real money. He ain't getting no real action besides the gauntlet shit, but you got to see that. I ain't going to blow that from the butt. And it still made him a little funny and shit. It's like, that nigga saved the movie. It's like, so much shit saved the movie, bro. Like, the intricacy of the Hulk saved the movie. Like, you know, did I say Hulk? Hulk. The intricacy of him saved the movie for me. I honestly paid attention to him more. Yeah. He was in a lot of the movie and stuff like that. So, he definitely saved the flick, if you ask me. But truth be told, my overall rating, has to be a solid 7. Solid 7 is bad. I mean, I would give it a 5 if I fucking really
that's
wanted
what I was
to.
Gonna say. I'll give it a 5, maybe. I'm gonna give it. 6?
I would give it a 5, but on account of it, like if you summarize it, right, it told the story. It told the story. We're not gonna get into which story it told, but it told the story. Like it picked up the story and ended the story, and you can't knock them for that. Salute them for that. Pat them on the shoulders for that. Blood, they did it. You feel me? But now, like you had mentioned, what story did they tell? Where they dropped? Oh, cause it's like, yeah, niggas was all
over the place. And then y'all started news stories, confused us, bro. Trilla had me thinking old boy daughter was gonna work or get busy with that arrow shorty had. Two scenes. Hi, Dad. Bye, Dad. But yeah, that was different. You know, they kind of the trailer hypes you so crazy, and the movie is a lot of politics. It's a lot of politics. A lot of talking. It's a lot of acting. Just holding your hand, walking you through.
They're
dragging you along because they know they' about to bullshit you. So it's like pay attention now, or else you might not like what's gonna happen next. it's like you know, you'll pay attention and you just end up paying attention. Like, you paid to pay attention. But that's what all movies are for. All movies are for enjoyment. Comic book fans are probably in love and they loved it and it just hit their hearts. But
yeah, I'm pretty sure there's people that liked it.
I'm telling you, a friend of mine posted that they want to see this shit three times. Like, they're on their third time to see it. Like, if I couldn't quote the context of the comment now, but it said something in the sorts of purchase my third set of tickets to see Endgame.
I wouldn't see it twice, not even if they paid me to see it.
No, you know what it is? I gotta see it one more time because I feel like I want to just completely get it, understand it, and respect it. But truth be told, off my first view, I felt like I traveled too damn far.
It was a 3-hour movie.
Traveling nothing. It was, I enjoyed the view, I enjoyed the seats, I enjoyed everything. It was dope. But my thing is, when I walked out of that movie, I said to myself, that movie was not really like, oh my God, that gotta get on DVD. It gotta be bootleg. Gotta see it again. Gotta see it when I get home. Gotta tell my friends about it. Where's my phone? Need Wi-Fi. It wasn't that type of movie for me, and I kind of liked the one before it. I liked all of them. I like all of them. The last time I had this feeling was for Iron Man 3. Iron Man 3 did this to me.
Now that you say that,
I enjoyed it, but it was one of those like, did you just blow up all your suits, blood? You're not gonna do this no more. Like, you quit on us already, bro, and then came back for the Avengers. So, you know, I'm not mad at the Iron Man thing. I'm not even going to spoil that. Y'all enjoy that. But now Captain America now. We got to talk about Captain America. Captain America needs his ass whipped. He's going to get his old ass whipped. Somebody they need to make another movie where somebody walk up on Captain America and bust his old ass.
You know what we gonna say?
His funky old ass is still strong, I'm gonna be mad as fuck.
He cannot be strong.
Spoiler alert. Cut off my podcast now. Stop being TV. Cut off the podcast now. Cut it off right now. Captain America get old. How the fuck does Captain America get old? Blood. I'm done. Like, first of all, these motherfuckers go to town too many goddamn times. They done seen one. First of all, they made old boy turn to the baby, turn out the baby, into the baby. So if this nigga get old, they turn him not old. Come on.
He came back come old.
My nigga, he came back old on purpose. All right. But he was like really, he was like really down the block. Like, ha, I left yesterday, but I came back from around the corner. I'm sitting over there. Like, the fuck? What the fuck?
Wow. I thought he was going to just come back and be Captain America after he did what he had to do.
Nah, love. That's the common thing. And that's cool. That's cute. Nah, it ain't even about coming back and being Captain America. It ain't even coming back and fighting superheroes for the rest of your life again. And it's about my Negro. Like,
how he got old.
If y'all niggas gave up off after a fight, right? Like, just was like, whew, we did it. Ah, no more war. Yeah. No more danger, right? If y'all did that, right? If everybody did that, right?
There will be no more movies and shit like that. There will be mm-hmm. no more characters. There will be no more nothing. Right? I get it. We can't drag these franchises on. We can't give us hopes of another movie. I got you. But why you gotta die? Like, well, I don't understand why superheroes die. Superheroes don't die, blood. Like, you could just end the movie and that's it. He flies off, nigga. It don't gotta be another one. Nobody gonna crucify y'all for that. Like, I think it's the age of social media and podcasts, I bang TV, that like make people afraid to do things like that because like we'll demand an encore and demand more and more and more. And it's like, fuck it, he's dead. Can't access for more because he's dead. You know, I like the little cup. I'm sitting there like, what the fuck is that? But I'm like, what is in it? And then I'm like, maybe it's a cup. Like, okay. No. But, what is Lex at? You got a kick out of that. I'm sorry. No, but, back to Endgame.
They disappointed
me because they all right, not to blow up, okay, everybody come back, right? Or not everybody come back, right? They pushed the button that Thanos pushed and everybody come back. So everybody that Thanos killed, come back. If Thanos killed you, you back.
Mm-hmm.
Copy. Cool.
Everybody.
If Thanos didn't kill you and you survived, you still there, mm-hmm. and you remember Thanos, and the world should be still fucked up, because mm-hmm. for the last time I checked, them fingers didn't really, like, destroy the world. No. They just killed the people.
The people, and then he jetted.
Okay, so when you snap the fingers, well, you know what? Speaking of the fingers and the snapping. No, speaking of the fingers and the snapping, right? Tony Stark. The world go over, the world die. 50% of the world die. Bitch, you still rich, bitch. We still got banks, niggas know you, and you still had your money. This nigga pushing the stupid Audi, and you know Audi is paying money, but they attached to Tony Stark. Hmm. Tony Stark is Audi. Like, they are low-key the Iron Man franchise. If they have to sponsor Iron Man, period. He's never without an Audi in every fucking movie. If you didn't know mm-hmm. that, if you didn't notice it, go back, watch. He's in an Audi in every single movie. Bang TV is the, Audis are that's the car. The car with the four rings on the front.
Okay.
If it has less than four rings.
Yeah, you know what? I didn't notice that.
If it has like six, it's probably the Olympics. Is the Olympics five or six?
I think it's four. Five. I think.
It's definitely not four because that's the Audi.
Okay, so it's five.
But anyway, as I said, it still got money, you know. But then wants to live on the farm. Like, I mean, what are you doing? I don't know. No security system, nothing. He wasn't worried about no danger, nothing. I don't like that. I don't like how niggas could just walk up on Tony Stark like that. Like, I don't know how that was okay. This movie was a little weak and emotional. And
can we talk about the family. Fat Thor?
Oh my god.
Oh, and how Captain America handled his fuck.
One time. We're gonna get there. If you're still listening to our Bang TV, whether you driving or you at work, or this is just playing in the house while you clean, sit down, park, pull over. Thor got a gut. Thor, lightning god from Asgard, has a gut. Fat man. He's fat.
Yeah.
My belly from uh-huh. Austin Powers. They put the yes. Austin Powers body.
On Thor. He looked all rugged,
I'm dead ass.
Oh, bad. He was bad. That was bad look on Thor.
Thor.
Like, what are we doing?
Thor was fat. The whole movie. Like, he didn't, like, okay, I'm gonna get my life together. Boom. No. Never. He was fat.
He was happy. Whole, he was happy being the way he was.
The nigga didn't cut his
he
beard.
He drank a lot of beer.
The nigga grew. He braided the beard when he wanted to fight. He braided it. It was time to fight. He braided his beard. Thor would have got fat. Thor braided his beard.
He was going through it.
Avengers. Avengers.
What are we doing?
What happened?
Yes.
What are we trying to
tell the world? Some of y'all give up. World, some of y'all let go. Like,
I get it. You guys went very diplomatic on this movie. There was a gay guy in a meeting. Did we peep that? I saw it on Twitter, and I ignored it. It was before I saw the movie, so I didn't really, I thought they said something about a superhero. So I was trying. I kind of kept scrolling, but I was expecting a gay superhero now because of what I saw on Twitter. But I saw what the moment that they was talking about, and I see all the diplomatic stuff that was going on there. Like, they were just trying to touch the world and society and touch everybody. You know what I'm saying? It was a fat people need love too. Alcoholism is in there. The LGBT. I don't know what the letter. I know what I'm talking about.
Gay community?
Yeah, gay community. Yeah. Is in there. You know what I'm saying? Well, one dude talking about his boyfriend. So they basically, you know, they put that in the movie. Everybody heard that part. So they threw that out there. Thor being fat, I guess overweight people, or you know, supporting, you could be overweight and be a superhero. Mm-hmm. How about that? We had our first overweight superhero. Not really, because Juggernaut, but anyway, Juggernaut was a monster. I don't even call him fat, but it was other fat. Anyway, Blob, man, fat superheroes, villains and shit like that. But you know, Penguin, it was fat superhero. But
how Thor's mom recognized
but Thor,
him.
Thor, oh, all right, yeah, and they did a whole, okay, so Thor from, they do this whole go back to the past thing, and Thor goes back to his old house. Now, Thor's mom dies, so now Thor goes back to when she's alive, he bumps into his mom's, like, tries to sneak up on her type, and she sneak up on him type, well, doesn't catch him sneaking on her type, and, how you say, she, you know, it was on some, oh, no, I'm not who you think I am, fat Thor in the face of this, and she's like, "Psh, I know who the fuck you are." I thought that was beautiful. That touched me. That was like some real deep shit, because mothers do know their kids. They know everything about them through ups, down, left, rights, and from personal experience. But it's like, even 20 years, 10 years past, without seeing each other, nothing like that, you can't walk past your moms, bro. It's in your worst moments, your best moments. You my boy. I thought that was beautiful. That was dope. They did great on that. That was fire. I love the Hulk. I love that part. I skipped over something that's really important. Before we gonna come back to Thor. Miss Captain Marvel.
Yes.
Miss Captain Marvel. Miss Captain Marvel. I'm going to say her name one more time. Miss Captain Marvel. You and your busy ass. Come here. Let me bring you to this barbecue. I'm going to cook you.
Yes.
This bitch was in a movie for 20 minutes total.
That's it?
They made her look like she was Superman in the face.
Like she's the strongest one out of all of them.
I mean, you had one movie. I repeat, Captain Marvel, miss, you had one movie. One movie, bro. You came out of nowhere to be Superman, bro. I will go back and watch, you know, do my research on comics and stuff. I do not want to disrespect anybody who knows about comics and things of that nature. And this comic life on Bang TV is not out here to poke at anybody who knows that she's the best and been around first and But nah, she wasn't around. She was around when Fury
was around first.
When Fury was
that when Marvel first came out?
What you mean? I mean, she should have been the first movie.
It took them a whole bunch of movies bring her out.
When her movie shows the birth of like Nick Fury, both eyes, young Samuel Jackson. If you haven't seen Captain Marvel's movie, this is a spoiler too, so go check that out. That's a pretty good flick. It was a pretty good flick. That one, I should have did an episode on that. Check out the episode on Captain Marvel. We will drop an episode on Captain Marvel. I definitely got to do an episode on Captain Marvel. And, you know what I'm saying? It was all right. Interesting. But it was a first, so I'm like, okay, cool, maybe we'll see more of her coming through Endgame as the man, meaning she got a next movie coming or something. They better run that franchise.
Yeah, they better, because the way she worked. And she was late at the end.
My point, that's her only... Baby, this just showed up in the beginning, and then she left, then she came back and told you why she left, and was like, bitch, don't bother me, because I got shit to do. And then she fucking took the fuck off again, and about her business and came back and worked her magic other niggas
like the most powerful person.
I mean, she is that, but at the end of the day, it's like, blah,
she's like a show off.
Where did you come from, type, my nigga? And then, like, then
who gave her that authority?
Not even authority, but it's like, boy, you first of all, when you brought these motherfuckers, when you brought Tony back home, how you knew where to go? You ain't even go in the ship and talk to him, nothing. We ain't getting no scenes of you going in the ship and talking to him and nothing like that. That just shows you that they cut pieces and pieces, like they put together old shit. Like, this shit was whack. They clearly did not shoot that shit the way it's supposed to be shot. She didn't pull up, get on the ship, talk to him. Who are you? What happened to you? Okay, I'll take you back to Earth. Nothing. You went from pulling up on him in the deep space and bringing him back to Earth. Not just to Earth, but directly to his house. Like,
the whole ship. Part that was high.
My nigga. And then everybody came off fine, nigga.
And how everybody knew that she was gonna get there.
How was Star-Lord on the ship too? This nigga fitting to die. And two niggas is wide awake, driving the ship, and couldn't bring him there. The ship dead, but they didn't need the tow. So I guess they tow her where to go. But she didn't even get in the ship. No conversation. They did bad with that.
Yeah, it was just a whole...
No interaction with Captain Marvel with half-dead Iron Man. Zero. Zero interaction. She went from seeing him outside the ship to bringing him to his doorstep. That is exactly what we see. And then...
she left.
Then what was I going to say? And then he wakes up to everyone he fucking knows. Come on. I'm not, bro.
Then he ain't want nothing to do with it.
I love how... What's his name? Hawkeye whole family die. But Pepper live. Get the fuck out of here, bro. Like, come on, bro. Like, nobody else lost family, bro. Everybody else is living good. This nigga, the Hulk, don't give a fuck that half the world dead. He got his life right, and he living like a celebrity. They taking pictures. Like, half the world that is alive don't know half the world dead. We just live. Like, this nigga Hank wake up. He's abandoned cars and abandoned houses. But motherfucking the Hulk living a good life in a diner.
What type of pictures.
And Chicago's good, but New York is bad. It's like they did too much. They was traveling all over the world, and they did too much, bro. They did too fucking much, and it was bad.
They were like a little bit.
I want to give it like a 4 real talk. But I, out of respect for Stan, like, I want to give it something over a 5. Like, I really have to give it something over a 5. But truth be told, I don't like the movie. I will not pay to see it.
First of all, it's a 3-hour movie.
It's already on, matter of fact.
And it doesn't even compare itself to a 1.5-hour movie.
It's on Showbox. Not Bang TV. But I really want to tell nobody. I want this for my own couple of bite pockets, man. I'm trying to make my pockets fat right now, but truth be told, it's like this shit. Don't make no sense. It really was not a good flick. Like, I mean, like for, okay. Oh, I said we was going to go back to Thor. Man, this one is snow. I done had your time for 30 minutes. I mean, if you stayed this long, you listening. Here comes the punchline to why the movie is a 4. I'm dead. It's done. My final rating for Endgame is a final 5. And that's just because I like certain things. And that evens you out. Solid 5. The 7 I said before, I omit it, I renege it. This is why. If Captain America can put his hand out and call Thor's hammer, and he's not from Asgard, how did he get that worthy? Please God. And then tell me, how does he make the thunder come out of it? Because the thunder comes out of Thor, like his eyes and everything are lighting up thunder in the movie and every movie, and he is the thunder god. But the thunder can come out of the hammer by itself.
Yeah.
Never knew that. Never knew that. Never seen that. Never knew that. Never. Nobody's ever been that worthy. Nobody's ever seen the thunder come out of the fucking hammer. The hammer just lit up thunder by itself. This nigga looked up at the sky and brought the thunder and everything. It's never. How did yo? Marvel, you dropped the ball. Everybody behind this one, you dropped the ball. That was terrible. The Captain America, you look at him, lay that shit and show the world. That was so fucking bad. And excuse my language. Spoiler alert. I hope. Please go see this for yourself.
Go witness
Captain America not only uses the hammer a few times, but then leave with the bitch and don't come back. On guard. On God, on God, leave with the bitch, don't come back. Old ass nigga didn't even bring it back. Nothing.
Nothing. No children's?
My nigga, no kids. This nigga showed up dolo and old,
exactly.
Bro.
Exactly. Giving up his shield.
My blood. With the, he still had the shield. He had the shield. Didn't have the damn him. Couldn't even pay. He wasn't worthy. No goddamn more. Ain't that some shit? He gave away the wit. Thor's still alive. Thor's still getting busy.
Yep.
But they ain't got the damn hammer. He gonna lead the hammer with Captain America. He gonna lead the hammer.
Nope.
He gonna lead the hammer. Like, they did too much. They did too much. He left the hammer with Captain America. Come on, Pop. Is everybody paying attention to the same movie I'm paying attention to? Thor don't hold the hand. Thor, I mean, Captain America. The lightning came out. I'm dead. I'm sorry if that got too loud, too. This is my real, right, real life reaction. I just saw the movie. Like, I was going to do this shit tomorrow, but I'm doing it now. But truth be told, I knew it. You knew what? You knew he was worthy, bro? The fat, drunk Thor who just realized you're still worthy is now broken down and equal to Captain America? I love the two-hand grab. That was fire. But wielding both of them, fire. Cool. Using one to hit the other one, fire. Mm-hmm. The fact that you hit it to Captain.
That's
what I'm
saying, like, how?
Like, he started using your shit. I don't get it. But I don't get it, Marvel Endgame. What are we doing? How the fuck did Captain America get worthy, blood? Like, you didn't even don him worthy. Like, go to him, hammer. Nothing. Nothing?
Nothing.
Give us fantasy. Nothing? Nah, it's 2019, blood.
That was,
did
we just expect it more?
That was the worst one. Every other complaint is personal opinion, but that one right there, I gotta explain that to me. Everybody in the world gotta explain to me. How does Captain America?
Name one movie that was whack.
How does Captain America? Fuck, it's not about yo. Everybody have bad movies that we fail sometimes. You know, I can name a couple of sequels that shouldn't have been sequels and didn't hit, you know?
Yeah, sequels, yeah.
But true, but like, you know, and I can name a couple movies that was like, eh, they shouldn't have did that. Like, come on, they did the Hulk like 7 times. It's a great franchise, but some of them were duds. You know what I mean? changing the characters is kind of emotional for some of us, but then you change the whole movie. Like, you definitely freak it different ways, so we appreciate that. But my thing is, you know, even Captain Marvel, it was different, it was new, we appreciate it. Some people loved it to death, good for them. You know, all the Iron Mans weren't the best. It was a rocky road. You know, they changed the fucking road. Get it? Rocky road, changed road. Mm-hmm. Lieutenant Road. I'm too good at this. I bang TV. I'm too good at this. But truth be told, I got bars. Rocky road, truth be told. That was, you know, what was his name? Terrence Howard. I called him Cuban Gooding. Remember what I called him? Cuban Gooding? That yeah. was bad. Terrence Howard to Don Cheadle. That's come on. All right, I'm glad he was good to sign on for the 3-4 deal, like, or whatever it was. But you know, Terrence Howard had Empire coming up. He couldn't do it. You know, we understand that, but damn, imagine that, Terrence Howard. Instead of Empire, you did Avengers Blood.
I couldn't
see your ass flying around to me.
Nah.
That's, yo, you know what it is? He's seen the sequel. He said, I ain't getting in no damn suit, man.
He's going to have cookies.
I ain't getting in no damn suit. I can hear Terrence Howard saying, I ain't getting in no damn suit. I wear a uniform. I ain't getting in no damn suit.
Yeah, that's true.
And he told him in the movie, he said, next time. You know what I'm talking about? And the sad part about it was, next time he did, but it wasn't him. It was the new blacker Road. He turned around like, Roadie? Yeah. It's me. Oh, we thought Terrence Howard was Roadie, but okay. Hey, guy. What's up? And then we fell in love with you, and you and your cripple ass made it through another movie, and whatever. In a whole new
suit. But he's good, though.
Where'd he get another suit from and shit? Like, when everybody came out with a new suit, like, bro, you felt you were underground with everybody else. Where'd the other suit come from, bro? He was underground. He's crippled. Remember, he let the rabbit up and everything. I called him a rabbit. Ah, Star Fox. Shout out to the raccoon. Real talk. You remember, he was crippled. He slid himself over. Next thing you know, he pops out in a suit. Like, what? How did you do? Yo, bro, the wife pulled, like, where did she? Did she didn't pass him the suit? Nothing too much happened. That was not,
yeah,
legit. Like, come on, son, this was all after the finger snap. So
that's
like,
what I say, it was like all over the place.
They just did too much. Like, squeezed too much. They blew your fantasy. It's not real. They did too much. Oh, they blew it. And it's like people that want to see it 2-3 times, and it's like, no, why, really? Did you not? You might have missed it. You missed it. You were in love. You break kissing and hugging. And
Big Marvel fan.
Oh, yeah. Your eyes were too big, and you were in love, and you were so excited. Or it was loud. It was crowded. Something was wrong. But I saw it nice, comfortable, laid back. I probably was the loudest motherfucker in it. I was clapping and waving my arms. The bitch was glad he was in the back because I was definitely disrespectful with it. But truth be told, it's like, what the fuck, bro? Like, no way. Come on.
People, what are we doing?
Disappointment. I'm definitely going to Yelp this, everything. I'm going in. I'm not happy. I'm going to give it a nice
couple days.
I'm gonna give it a few days.
To be a bang.
I'm gonna give it a few days. Bang. I bang. What's I gonna say? Next movie? No, that movie, that ain't pop. excuse me. Yeah, that ain't do it for me. I wouldn't please. I mean, yeah, but it was almost. Oh no, I was saying I was gonna give it a week because it's a new movie. I'm gonna let everybody catch up, see it. I didn't want to blow, but if you listen to my podcast and you fuck with me, or you know, you stumbled across it, I'm sorry if I blew it for you. If you made it this far and you heard all my shit talking and stuff like that, I appreciate you. I jack you, jack me. We cool. We do this. I do this, and I'm gonna keep doing it. The truth be told,
go see it. Tell me what you think about it. Comment. Share the podcast. Tell everybody you know you love about it. This is me yapping. But I do not like Endgame. I don't think anybody else would. If you do and you love it and you want to see it 10 times and you still fuck with me, tell your friends to go listen to this and see what's up. You know what I mean? Like, they real and they love you. They tell you if they like, yo, son, ain't son got a point. Son got a point. Son said something. I heard him. I was listening when he said the part about the Captain America thing, because that was just disrespectful. Thor. Fat Thor. I don't care about Fat Thor. Fat Thor.
No, he still did his thing.
He get in my belly in the face ass. No, he didn't.
No, he just let himself go.
I don't even care. But the hammer. I knew it. You knew what? He was worthy to bring the